The competition between wrestlers Justin Dai and Blunka Blunka Jr. has been close all year, making the 113 weight class one of the most interesting to watch in Southwest Alaska's Sockeye Conference. Justin's father, Jason Dai, says the two have been going at it for years.
They're roughly the same age, same grade, and so they started wrestling in middle school. And, you know, I think at this point they're both pretty high level, so it's definitely, they're fun matches to watch. And like I say, Blunka's seems to have stepped it up a little, and he's been coming out on top for the most part this year. So it's been, on one hand, really frustrating, but on the other hand, it's really good, I think, to help sharpen skills to have somebody that good in your region.
As the two wrestled at the Sockeye Conference Regional Tournament last weekend in New Stuyahok, the crowd was dynamic. The New Stuyahok gym was packed. The mostly hometown crowd was wild for Man 2. It's a nickname Blunka Blunka Jr. says he's had since birth. The wrestlers grappled in a fierce match, trying each other's strength and scrambling on the mat. That's where Blunka excels, says coach Justin Gumlikpuck.
Well, he scrambles. He doesn't give up easy points and just a scrambler. He gets people out of position and next thing you know, usually kids lie on their back or he gets a takedown. He has a way to wrestle. He goes underneath and waits for them to try to score and he just spins and spins until he scores usually. So he's not easy to score on because he scrambles so well.
Gumlikpuck has coached Blunka since middle school. He says he's seen him grow over the years as a wrestler, but also just physically.
Mantu, in his first years, he was eaten to make 98 pounds. So he was a small baby. But he grew up, I think after his freshman year, he grew like 6-7 inches, I'm thinking. Kind of matured last year when he was cutting a little bit of weight for 106 pounds when he was state runner-up. And this year is actually cutting some weight to make 113 pounds.
Blunka edged out Dai for the top spot in the region last weekend. This weekend, he's fighting for the state title. Principal Robin Jones says the community is behind him.
Oh, everyone in the community is so proud of Man 2. Win or lose, we would be proud of him, but he's approaching, this is his junior year. He was a state contender last year in his sophomore year as well. And if he were to win state, yeah, I mean, it would just be such a great thing for this community.
Pat Costello started the wrestling program in New Stuyahok in the late 70s. He used to coach Blunka's dad. Costello was back in town to referee the tournament. And seeing Blunka wrestle for the first time, he thinks the high school junior has a shot at the state title.
If I was coaching him, I'd want him to pick up the pace earlier. I think he could score a lot more points early and put the matches more into his control. Homer's got a decent kid. I think Blunka's better than him, but I think he'll do fine. You know, I expect him to be in the top three, and depending on who's around, you know, could win it.
After the final round, Blunka changed into his hoodie and baseball cap, and you might not guess this thin, lanky teenager is all wiry muscle. Blunka seemed quietly happy with himself and excited for the state tournament.
I'm feeling pretty confident. Just go out there, do what I do best.
Between running cross-country in the off-season, working out for wrestling, and cutting weight, he says a specific goal has motivated his training.
Finish with a better record than last year.
And what was your record last year?
I think 29-5.
So far, he's 16-4. Blunka's been wrestling since he could walk, starting out in peewees. He still has his senior year to look forward to, and he's not anticipating stepping off the mat anytime soon. A couple of colleges have already offered him wrestling scholarships. If all goes well, crowds will still be cheering for Man 2 as he scrambles for years to come. For KDLG, I'm Avery Lill.